nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, like I've been saying, you see, your deepest call, the deepest call of man and woman on the earth is the marriage covenant. And like I said, if you succeed in this ground, you will succeed everywhere in life. Praise the Lord. I repeat, if you succeed here, this is called marriage, you will succeed everywhere in life. Because here, all your graces will be tested. All your what? Graces will be what? Everything will be tested. Everything will be tested. Amen. Marriage is so deep and it's so profound. Impatient soul cannot succeed in marriage. You know, I told you about going through the motion of marriage, right? Yes. And not laying hold on the substance. Like when you want to get married, for better, for worse, all of us come together, people come and rejoice and dance and celebration. That is going through, you can go through the motion and not lay hold on the union. You see, for this reason, what did I say? By the reality. You know, like somebody go through school and at the end of the school, he came out with a pass. Right? Right? He went through school. Some of you are coming out with first class, second class, upper, lower, you know, then you have a third class. Then you have pass. You have pass. So some say they are on probation, right? Some will be on probation for some time. After some time, the school will ask them to go. So it also happened in marriage. You could be on probation for the next 10, 15 years. After time, everything scatter. That's one level. Praise the Lord. Then another level, you can go through it and have a pass. You have a third class. You have a second class lower. Second class upper. You have a first class. So I liken it to that, and everything is dependent on you. Praise the Lord. Because the same school that people are going to are making first class, are making 2-1. Some people are making pass, true or false. This is not the same question paper. They all are saying the same lecture. You know, say all of us were baptized unto Moses in the, all of them, Israel, were baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The Bible says one faith, one hope, one baptism, one Father, one Lord, one Holy Ghost. So everything is alike. Even our trial is the same trial. It may come in different shades and color, you know, and according to the measure of grace that you have. But everything is the same. So everything in the same. So what one person confronts and it turns back, another person will confront the same thing, carry the weight in faith, and then will succeed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the same question paper, everything, some will come. So it depends on you. So if you lack the virtue called patience, you make your journey longer to success. You know, this is called patience. Patience is to let patience have a perfect work so that it may be complete the entire wanting nothing. What we call the withholding grace, you know, withholding grace, where God will withhold you, you know. Where you can refrain from speaking, you know, where you can refrain from saying certain things, you see, withholding grace, but you need a lot of patience. And how do you arrive at patience? The Holy Ghost needs to work inside of you a lot. You need a lot of patience when it comes to marriage. A lot of, there are no superman or no superwoman in marriage. It is men and women that have developed their virtues. You know, I've told us a story of this woman before, Smith Wigglesworth's wife. That she was born again. How many of us know Smith Wigglesworth? One of those God's general that was used mightily. Now let me give you the story of the woman. The one I had. So she was born again. Smith Wigglesworth was not born again. And was maltreating her. Whenever she goes for meeting. He would just be maltreating her. Everything. One time she went for meeting and he locked the woman out. Lock her out. And then she stood at the step of the kitchen. She just sat down there. Till daybreak. When it was daybreak, now he came and, you know, for him to have gotten to that extent, so you can imagine what has been happening in that house since. And he now went and opened the door. As soon as she opened the door and she walked in, said, "Honey, what will you have for breakfast?" Praise the Lord. You know, that's a fertile ground for you to now begin. You know, you went for a meeting. Maybe the Holy Ghost moved in that meeting. And I say, "See this devil, Abby." Abby, say, "See this devil." Maybe the Holy Ghost moved in. She went, and when she opened the door, that story is deep. I want you to put yourself there. It's deep and it's profound. She opened and said, "Honey, what will you have for breakfast?" Eventually, with other things, and so to tell just this one case alone that I know about their marriage, to tell you what the virtue that woman demonstrated in her home, and the man finally came to faith and he became one of the leading God general that we know. It is estimated, I've had so many accounts, not less than 19 people rose up from the dead during his ministry. That same man's ministry. So, you know, she could have walked out. Abby? You could have brought, you know, there's a thing that can populate scriptures in your spirit. You understand? That if this one will stop my salvation and everything, and you get sympathizers, people that will sympathize with you. But, you know, she stood. Can you see? So that one now is not as if there was no partiality in her case. Her case is somebody that stood her ground in this thing called patience. So she went, not that she came to the house grudgingly. You are trying to endure. You now went to your room, you went to and stay there from morning till night, you are not coming out. You know, you could be singing because you have been persecuted, right? No, yeah, of course, now there are things we can do spiritually. You can just be in your room singing, you have been persecuted for Christ. Amen. And they are looking for you that when will you, they are looking at you from heaven, when are you going to grow up? Because you go to the kitchen, and how many of us ladies that maybe your husband just slapped you yesterday night? And the first thing in the morning you are preparing is water for him to go and bathe in the bedroom and putting breakfast on the table. The man just slapped you yesterday night. What will normally say that pastor will rush down to the house that following morning? Abby? They will have maybe spoken to pastor to come. So you know in different levels. That's why I told us in the school, we have taught class. Abby, you have people on probation list, right? Those probation lists never even make it. So they don't even see the end of the marriage covenant. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes you'll be probation. If you got admission, I know some people in 100 level, up to 200 level, they can still be on probation. That's half the length of a 4-year course, right? Marriage is estimated that some people have stayed up to 70 years in marriage. So even after 35 years of marriage, some people are still on the probation list. They are just still hanging. 35 years in marriage. And after some time, the thing just drop out. They just drop out. So some are on third class. Everything but depend on your response to truth and to God. Because the Holy Ghost is inside. Truth. The spirit of truth is inside. He will speak to you. He will speak truth to you. But it now depends on how you respond. Praise the Lord. How you respond. There's a kind of life that God has built inside of you. There are certain things you will stop seeing. You stop seeing. Certain things. There are some small things, you know, there are things you categorize that this is not too ephemeral for me to be discussing it. You just leave it. Some things are just too ephemeral, you know. Yes, so you're like the Pharisees were doing. They gathered the whole religious setup. They were discussing the lesser matters of the kingdom. And why the weightier matter, they left it. Yeah, if you see the eternal purpose of God for the home, for marriage. So that sweeping the floor, not sweeping rice and beans, will not generate so much heat and break the covenant. If you see God's eternal purpose, you see his heart, why God ordained marriage on it? Why? It's not just you grow up, I'm of age now, this and that, I've been finished from footer now. You know, you get a good job, God helps you start working now, so he knows how to speak in tongues and all of those things, then the next thing, go and carry a woman, you know, and you're put in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's, you know, God's eternal heart, I repeat, if you succeed in a marriage covenant, you will succeed everywhere in life, both in the ministry, prosperity, social relations, everywhere. Because I say in the marriage covenant, all your graces will be tested. You hear about that fire that tries the gold. Yeah. You can fail here and be doing ministry now and be running all up and down. Of course, now, what does it take? Assemble a group of young men and young women that can carry vision with you. But here you are failing. You must succeed here in life. What did I say? Now, I want you to echo it. I want you to echo it from you. I say you must succeed here in life, in marriage covenant. What did I say? Yes. And what is the pathway? The pathway is simple. You go back to the fruit of the Spirit. Go and develop those graces. Faith. Sometimes you just need faith to put through. Sometimes you need the spirit of meekness. Sometimes you need patience. In what we call kindness. Where you are enjoying grace. Now, grace is unmerited favor, right? God is giving it to you. Why can't you give it out? The man has locked you outside from morning to from throughout the night. Maybe snow fell that night and everything. What you call unmerited favor, you go and make his breakfast. So, you know, truth must be applied. That was something, you have money in the pocket. That's the day you not drop money that day. You just go. Maybe she's not working. You just leave the house. You know, because you are. No, there are certain things you don't go to that area. Praise the Lord. See, God makes his way to fall on the good and what? On the evil. Yes. You can discipline, you can react in sort of, but there are certain areas you don't touch. You don't start, maybe you're not going to give you food or something 1 second. Just because maybe you are angry or something happened and all of those things. You know, that one you are violating your life. Even if she has insulted you 20 times that morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, unmerited favor, grace, kindness. We say God is kind. You know, his mercies endure forever. Where is your own mercy? Where is my mercy? So these are certain things we need to do. Life is war. On this side of eternity is war. Praise the Lord. On this side of eternity, and the things that happens here in what we call time even shapes eternity. That's the word of the mystery of time. I had a chat with somebody on it. It was recorded. I think it's on the website. You can go and download it and listen to it. The Eternal Treasure of Time or something. You see it there when you go to livingscrollministry.org. The mystery of time. You know, time is the womb. You know the womb where a woman birth child. Time is the womb of eternity. The mystery of time is so deep. If you understand it, you'll be scared. You know, not that kind of ungodly scared. You know, yes. You know, the holy fear. The womb of eternity is called to call time. It was in time that Jesus was crucified. From he stepped out of eternity into time. He was crucified there and then back into eternity. And that was how his eternal destiny was altered. In the the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. But it is in time that Jesus became the Lamb of God. And all through the days of eternity, he remains the Lamb of God. But that, those were events that happened in time. So all of us came here to collect laurel. Eh? All of us will step out of eternity into time. We're into time. It's just like when you enter the wrestling WrestleMania. You know that ring. You enter into that ring. And you go and all of you had that context. And as you win, it determines you, Abby. You become a WWF champion for life. Even though it, Abby, as long as the earth remains, you remain a WWF. Those that goes to World Cup. Abby, Germany won the last World Cup. They went to the World Cup, they contested it, and they came out victorious. And forever they remain a World Cup winner. So that's how time is. All of us are given clean slates, opportunity to come here. And then we'll determine our eternity forever. It is from here some people go to hell, from the activities of time. And it is from here some people go to heaven forever and forever. It's fixed, it cannot be altered. So the things that happens here can after the time is rolled out. It is rolled off for you the day you die. And it will be rolled off again when God closed the chapter of time. The things that happen in time are irreversible. So this is where you and I have the opportunity to be here now. And you are among the living. We are among the living to set your eternal destiny forever. Your eternity. Trillions and trillions and you're just forever. There is no qualification for it. And that is why you are here. In time. You see this thing? This is why you are here. This is why you are here. No, I told you, you know, I was talking about marriage. Now, let me bring it to time now, you know. Some people will be ejected out here. Those are the ones that will go to hell. You know, here, this time. All of us are here. Some people, you know, they will barely make it. Some people will have that, their third class, have first class, second class. That's why Paul said, there's now a crown of righteousness, which God will give to me. Why? Because of the event of time. Paul responded massively. Praise the God. All the things he went through, he held this guy. He said, I have kept the faith. He said, I have kept the faith. And then there's a crown for me. Everything were the event of time. So, I won't say more than that for this. So even though, you have to bring the issue of marriage here to time. So what is it all about? It's beyond you, and it's beyond the woman, and it's beyond the children there. In this thing here, your eternal destiny is hanging. Men and brethren, you need to be afraid. You need to be scared. Praise the Lord. And that fear should drive you to God. The Bible says, Noah, when he was warned of God, he moved with fear. And one of the spirits of God is the spirit of the holy fear of God. He said he moved with fear. And that he moved with fear, then he went to God. And then he moved in the fear of God. So, listen, your eternal destiny is hanging in the balance. So, it's more than having a nice time. It's more than having a nice time. The man that is too less will be broken here in marriage. And he's too less will be broken in the covenant. And he still hangs on. Then God will give him legs of gold in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Simple. So that you see challenges. When God saved them from Egypt, he took them directly into war. All of us with the joy and everything, we are getting married. All of us said, no, marry, everything just turned upside down. Then it is calling for faith. Where is your faith? So directly from saving a land of milk and honey, there was no vision for trial. After they left the land of Egypt, with all the mighty demonstration that God did, you know, they were like kings in Egypt. Everything was happening to the Egyptians, they just crossed there, and nothing was coming to them. When there was darkness here, there was light in them. It was all too smooth, and then God was now leading them. They got to the first obstacle, the thing parted on his own accord, the Red Sea. And they felt the journey was going to be like that. Then they led them directly into war. Into war. So all of those things like that. So trials are a part of life. That was part of the prayer point bro Lamide was raising. Trials. You will face trial here. Don't look at your own. He says somehow this and that. Don't justify it. I don't give excuse for anything in God. Praise the Lord. You don't understand. Nobody needs to understand. It's you that does not understand. You know? So every you will have challenges here. You have your trials here. It's right straight into battle. Then it calls for faith. Faith must rise or faith must stand. Praise the Lord. Faith must stand. So this is it. So I say everything you do here in this circle called time, including the marriage covenant, including every other thing God wants to do, your eyes must be on eternity and must be on the eternal reward. So you can see Paul, what Paul was running for. He said, I run, I press on. Then later he now told us why he was doing all this. He said, now it's in store for me a crown of righteousness. So he was looking at something that he was running. He said that I may know him. I may become like him. Look at it. So some people are here in time and even in the marriage covenant, and they cannot see beyond the covenant. They cannot see beyond the covenant and see God. And then they see the eternal reward in him. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let me tell you, my number one priority in life is my marriage. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? I'm a man of many responsibilities and so many ways. But my number one priority in life is marriage. I must succeed there. So when I come out and tell you that if you succeed in this place, you succeed everywhere. I'm speaking from a depth. That's my number one priority. My number one priority. If I need to shut down this whole structure of what we are doing, so that to fix that for 3 years, I'll do that. Then after 3 years, I'll come back again. Somebody say, give me, is it Abraham Lincoln that said it? Give me 8 hours. Is it 8 hours now? I can't remember to cut down a tree. And I'll use 6 hours to sharpen the axe. Or give me some, I'll use 8 hours. But something like that. You know, I don't know the exact hours he used. But I know it's Abraham Lincoln, but it's just the hours now. Yeah, that's 8 hours, I'll use 6 hours. But what he's saying in essence that he used the bulk of the time to sharpen the axe. And then within a little time, you can bring down the tree. You know, you can be there 2 weeks with a blunt axe and still cutting and still exerting energy. You know, you need to put more force. Amen. But the white man are taught that it's not by energy. Look at their education. Look at our education. Abi, 20 years you are still in school. After I come back from school, there's nothing we can do. Amen. We are coming back out of school, we are more paralyzed than the way we went in. Because as a small boy, you were full of as a small boy, you are full of initiative, full of ingenuity. You are putting your but by the time you come out, you are paralyzed. But look at the white men, you know. University students, if you see what they are doing, praise the Lord. Yes, you see university, you see secondary school. Or they'll tell us in China, small, small boys doing calculators. But look at our own, after I finish everything, amen, you are nowhere. It's not by energy, you know. Praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord. Say wisdom is profitable to direct. Amen. So, a lot of things are wrong with this nation. You need to start, you need to overhaul your whole education system. And let it be a productive educational system. You see medical students, after all the years, about nearly 10 years in studying medicine, you see the young medical students, they'll just employ them, they'll be reading textbook to attend to small, small cases. Yes, now, they'll be reading textbook, they have textbook by their side. Just small, 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 small cases. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I think I will, word is enough for the wise. I'll stop there in this area of the marriage. Amen. There's a word that is the Lord is putting in my spirit. I'm going to when it's what is this?
The woman.
The woman. Yes, I'm going to push a message on that. He said. At least before the next 5 months. No, this. Okay, I mentioned it about 3 years. Yes. So don't worry. Most likely it might be the men's convention in my church. I will minister on the woman. Likely. So and that should be like July or something. I will tell us when is the time. The woman. You see what pastor is saying? That is better we know about the person that can spoil your prayer. Yeah, praise the Lord. That reminds me. You see, Abi, so that your prayers will not be what? Your prayers will not be hindered. And I say that once your prayers are paralyzed, what happens? Where do you stand? That your prayers are paralyzed. No, just look at it. Amen. The angels are standing all around you, but they cannot help. When you needed help. That's the meaning. Say, dwell with them according to knowledge, so that your prayers are not hindered. That means if you don't dwell with them according to knowledge, if you do the reverse, that means your prayers will be hindered.
Once the woman will deliberately provoke the pastor. When the pastor is angry, he'll say, touch me and go to hell. Beat me and go to hell. You know.
Praise the Lord. So for that kind of pastor, like that, the one will say, touch me and go to hell. Amen. He said that is a, you know, that one is a call, is a deep call on his own. You know, he said, overcome evil with what? Good. It will paralyze her. You know why? Angels will come and be fighting for you. You know, God told them that I will be an enemy to your enemy if you obey me. So as you are, don't you not be the one that will do the battle. He said, vengeance is mine. I'll be the one that will fight. But most time we want to go and fight on our own. God said, let me fight. So as the one is maltreating you, doing all kinds of things, you'll just be submitting to God. And the things that God asks you to be doing them. He said, when they slap you on one sheep, what did he say? You turn the other sheep. By the time you turn the other sheep, then God will come and start fighting for you. But some of them, by the time they slap you on one sheep, you start fighting for yourself. As you are fighting for yourself, where God should intervene for you, you hold back. You have a lot of energy to fight. But once when your energy are gone, when you run out of energy, and they slap you on the second cheek, and you don't have the energy to respond again, and you now turn to him, then you now come. But that time, you may have suffered a lot of injury. So it's better to obey him early. So look at it. So when somebody is trying, you get done. They are not the one winning the war. You that you are yielding to God and responding to God and obeying the word of God, you are the one that is winning. Somebody come and bring a guy, just be following what the word of God says. Say that this person is misbehaving, this and that. All of you have done it. Keep doing it. Don't be tired. And for how long will I do it? So long as God gives you strength and energy, keep doing it. Don't say I've been enduring for the past 2-3 years. Amen. What is 3 years? We are talking about eternity. You are talking about setting a platform for eternal reward, for eternal honor, where the coronation ceremony will be attended by angels. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you are talking about a podium where you stand, you know, where you see ministering spirits, all of those angels there, you know. like that. And then the spirit of judgment made perfect. All of those things will be, those are the people that will be in the, will be, you know, will be in the theater that will grace the occasion. You are talking about that kind of thing you are mentioning 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So can you see the call? It's so deep. If you are not strong, you cannot walk that path gloriously. But you can still walk that path, you can still go through the motion. But I'm careful in my word. You cannot walk that path what? Gloriously. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, this is the call. When you have the privilege to have a husband. When I'm just talking about, don't just read it as the ladies now. You are just thinking about the men. Dwell with them according to knowledge and exempt yourself from responsibility. Amen. That's one scripture that speaks. So, any truth can be applied. Right? Truth can be applied. What if the man is doing well and you are considering a problem? And so those are the things we need to know. So once you are called to carry weight, the man is a weight and the woman is a weight. And so many people collapse under the weight. So this is one, not just so you need to be developing your graces. As you are preparing for marriage, you need to be developing your graces. You need to be developing your virtue. You need to be working on your fruit of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. They will help you a lot. There are just times you don't just need to talk. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, dwell with them according to knowledge that your prayers be not hindered. So, this is not what I wanted to talk to you. This is what, this was just came out of the, as a, was born out of the prayer I pray for Pastor, Pastor Jeremiah and Sister Tope that are getting married today. Amen. But I know that the lesson has been taken home. Alright. But Abby, has the lesson been taken home? Or is it walk over? It's already walk over, Abby? Or the marriage covenant is already walk over, Abby? Amen. But marriage is a beautiful thing. It is.
Have you been there?
It's coming. Marriage is a beautiful thing. Let's look forward to it. Let's be excited about it. Let's go with the heart to give. Praise the Lord. Yeah. When you enter the marriage with the heart to give more than the heart to receive, it will really help. Amen. Right. You enter with the mind to serve more than with the mind to be served. It will really help. It will really help. You go with the mind to help the other partner to succeed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you see weaknesses, when you see failures, how are you going to respond to it? That's why I say, dwell with them according to knowledge. God knows that we are flesh. He knows that we are weak men. Some men times he asks you to pray, you are not even praying. He still shows you understanding. So that's the kind of attitude you carry to marriage. Because when you get married, you see, all of you see me from a distance. But there are certain things about my weaknesses that my wife see that you don't see. And there are certain weaknesses about her that I see that you don't know. Am I going to take advantage of it? Praise the Lord. Okay, normally if you see a woman, you respect her and everything. Abby? And there are some women that cannot cook. As a husband, when you discover that, how are you going to respond? Are you going to be angry? How can you not cook? As a man, no. You are going to be married. Pastor, call her mother.
Yes.
You are going to marry Jesus tarries, and then God helping you guys. 50 years, you are still inside. So why not begin from the scratch? What is there about cooking? Why not begin from the scratch? And before you know it, it will be perfected. Because it's not simple, but that one alone can generate an issue for the next 15 years. You don't know how to cook this one, this and that. Complain here and there. She feels she's trying her best, this and that. She's not being appreciated. Those heated stuff will just be there. And it can last for 15. It will die down now. After maybe about 3 months, it will resurface. You know, that thing. But that seed is there. You can kill that seed. Because I had a story of a lady, they say she got married. She wanted to make more money. After grinding and everything, she went and put it in the fridge. She doesn't know how to do it. This is true life story. You know? After doing the money, you know? This is somebody involved in the case. In this case, that told me personally involved. After doing the money, he went and put it inside the fridge. Look at something about God. See, this is what God does. You know, when you fail, listen. You know, so many times when people fail or when we see people's weaknesses, we take advantage of it. But when God sees our failure and our weakness, then he now comes with his help. He now comes with understanding. He comes with law. I will help you. That's why one of the names of the Holy Ghost is the helper. He now comes in, I will help you. And when he helps you to guide you through forever, that's how you say, how I love God. You are singing, you are crying. That is why you understand? It's not because he's sitting in heaven and he's God. No. It's because you've seen him so many times you have failed and so many times he takes you back. You see, the seventh time the righteous man had fallen. But that seventh time, God, how does he rise? God went to pick him from the floor. That's how he rose. Even though he will never rise from the floor. God, the spirit, the things that put him on the floor will sustain him there on the floor. The spiritual gravity of sin into the floor will keep him there. But God will went and carry him there. So when you see people's failure and you help them, that woman, even if she's devil, God will come and change. God will really send angels from heaven. They will change her from devil, they will change her to angels. But you need to do. Sometimes I might demand you doing it for 18 years. 18 years. And sometimes I might just do it for 6 months. So I need to tell you the basic truth. And I say, what is 18 years compared to the eternal reward of eternity? I've been doing this. You don't understand. For this, see, this our marriage is 12 years today. And this is what I've been going through for the past 12 years. 12 years. You are talking about 12 years. When people like Abraham endure trials for 25 years. Okay, based on that teaching, right? Okay. Yes. Okay, Abraham, you are here that day. Okay. You know. Okay, you listen to the message. Okay, downloaded and give him. You know, when people like Abraham endure trial for over 60 years. Man was barring for, I don't have time. You can go and, for those of you that will be listening to the message, you can go and download it from livingscrollministry.org, Faint Not. You see, Abraham had barrenness for about over 60 years. And that man stood, you see, faith. Why Abraham became the father of faith? 60 years. Because Abraham probably married before 40 or 40 thereabout. And had his first child at 100, you know. So is there, I can't explain that one in this message, faint not. Download the message, you listen to it. So, I say, if you see eternity, right? 18 years will be like 2 hours. Abi? Okay, it will not be up to 2 hours. You'll be talking about, yeah, we'll be married, how long have you been married? Maybe barely, it depends on, you'll be married for like, our marriage is up to 2 hours, but we're talking about 20 years. So praise the Lord. That is how it will reduce the strength of 20 years to 2 hours. When eternity is in the heart. Jesus, he said, for the joy that was set before him, carried away that no human being, all human beings not born on earth put together cannot carry that weight. One man carried it. He said, for the joy that was set before, he endured the cross. And then he despised the shame. He carried that weight. Because what? There was something else he was looking at. The same thing with Paul. You see, Abraham was looking for a city that has foundation, whose architect and maker. When Abraham had to allow his own son, you know what it means for your child. Abraham had no child. He had only one son. And he had a wife that he loved. He loved Hagar and he loved Ishmael. And one day God spoke to him to send them out, and he sent them out into the wilderness. And it's not like in our own days, as they were setting out, somebody would see that young lady. She, even Abraham's wife, they wanted to collect it twice. Then what about a woman that does not have anybody, well, carrying a small baby? They'll probably just, somebody just hijack her down, just marry her, you know? And anything could happen to the child. So before Abraham put Isaac on the altar, he first of all put Ishmael on the altar. Because he sent that woman out with only what? A bottle of water and a bread into the wilderness. How were they going to survive? So Abraham's story is so deep. Not just Isaac on the altar. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, before David fought Goliath, he said, I fought with Beelzebub, yes, and lions. And God and preserved me. So who is this Philistine? You know, he now took on the uncircumcised Philistine. He now took on a larger battle. So before Abraham took a larger battle of putting Isaac on the altar, he had already put Ishmael. God had already asked him to put Ishmael on the altar. As he watched them go, as Achil to watch them dying, when he sent them into the wilderness without any protection and covering. Praise the Lord. So can you see where we are? And can you see where we stand? So Christianity is not just gathering. It's beyond meetings. Praise the Lord. It's a life. And it's a deep call that touches every home. Every Christian home should be like a mirror, a glass reflecting God's image and God's kingdom. That's God's pattern. Not just for us to just be doing meetings alone. 20 hours in his presence. Tongues. 12 hours of prayer meetings. You know, in the Bible conference. And be sharing Bibles up and down. Part of it, but The central thing is that every home reflecting God's nature. When you walk into any home, you see God's nature. That is it. That's a Christian. Anywhere you are, you become a mobile temple, right? Abby?
Yes.
You know, the temple was fixed in one spot. Yes. Every man need to go there and to see God's glory. See the glory of God covering the... You become a mobile temple. So anywhere you are becomes the temple. Like this home now is God's temple. You see that temple you saw in the Old Testament? This is that temple. Your home too becomes that temple. And much more bigger than that temple. Not the temple that the glory will cover this one. The temple that God himself is living inside the temple. That God himself is living inside the house because you are there. And God lives inside of you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So please and please, let's they say we should go back to the drawing board. No, let's stay on the drawing board. Amen. Yes, let's perpetually stay on the drawing board where the Holy Ghost can make us abound. You need them. You need it so much. I actually had in mind to talk about some, but I'll leave it. I'll just stop. We'll take one or two of your questions. I wanted to talk about one, a very key leadership essential, but I'll just leave it for matter for another day. All right, so I will hear one or two, take your question, or you have another day we have it. God help us again to speak on marriage. But let's leave this into doctrine. Any question?
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.
Oh Lord.